what I know I have a point of view on it that I am passionate about talking about, but don't have a place to say it, is what scares me most right now is this American flag and patriotism and being proud of our country is very associated right now with Trump. And so people, at least in my circle, are, if they don't align with him, they aren't proud to wear red, white, and blue. And I think that's a very dangerous and scary place, because then when you stop caring about your country, your country's going to go down, right? So what I hope for now and in the future is that we find a way to disassociate that and remember that the greatest form of loving your country is recognizing it needs to be better. And then action starts from there. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. I like that. All right, so I think what resonated with me there is the idea that recognizing that there's room for improvement is kind of also a form of patriotism.
The greatest form.
Greatest form, you'd say?
Yeah.
Do you feel like that's universally accepted?
I just know, I'll give you an example. 4th of July this year, friends of mine don't want to wear USA shirts because it's too close to Make America Great Again. It's too close to Trump, and it's too scary to be associated with him if they don't side with him. And I think that's terrible that people are afraid to represent their country because it's too tied to someone else. And so finding a way to disassociate that and remember that you can still be proud of your country by recognizing that it can be better, and that's how you make it better. Yeah.
How do you bridge that gap? How do you get folks to be comfortable again, like expressing their national pride and, wearing red, white, and blue and the like?
Yeah. You know, it's funny because you can only go off what you see, and like you see so much merch and visible, tangible things that are tied to Trump and his campaign. And so I think when you think USA, red, white, blue, Make America Great, like MAGA, that's all kind of in this bubble, and you don't see that same visibility or tangible pride for reflecting other sides or other viewpoints. And so it's like finding, I don't know if it's a certain party that starts to take on more ways of representing USA or showing that, but right now it's just very visible and like an echo chamber on one side. And so other sides are afraid if I wear a USA shirt, it looks like I maybe support Trump, and I don't want to be that way.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, how do you get through that? So it sounds like the thought is that if I, come out here in my flag shirt, that people will just kind of make the assumption, and that like implicitly kind of reads as support.
Unfortunately, I know too many people that feel that way right now. Okay. And I've started wearing, I put this American flag bandana on my dog when we hike, with the intention of being someone who wants to just be proud of my country and love it and make it better, and not someone that supports Trump. So yeah. It's one individual, and someone would of course have to stop me and have a conversation to know that.
Right.
But just I personally am not afraid to be proud of my country and worry that people might associate me with Trump, because I know that that's not where I'm at. I am proud of my country and I want it to be better. But for it to be better, I have to show it. So,
is there anything that could be paired with the shirt that would help make it clear that, it wasn't a kind of pro-Trump message?
I feel like it needs to be a conversation.
Yeah.
Like, it's this thing that, I don't know if you've experienced, but I'd be curious if more people, I just know many people in my professional and personal community feel that way. It's been like 3/4 of July's now that I thought about, like, should I make a post about it on social media? Like, how do I just say this? Because this is crazy to me that a few years in a row now, several people around me have intentionally said I don't want to wear my USA shirt. But wear it during the Olympics. It's the only time where it's not associated with politics, right? It's your country. But it's too tied right now that people seem to be afraid.
Are there other physical ways to express your pride in your country other than the flag?
Yeah, I mean, I think doing exactly what you're doing right now is one of them, just talking to people again.
I guess I'm thinking more like symbolic ways.
Symbolic. Hmm. Gosh, I don't know. It's weird that pride in your country is so tied to politics. I guess it's figuring out how to separate that. Yeah. And the only other time it seems to come out is like during state of emergencies, during natural disasters, right? That's when you start to see neighbors come out and be neighborly again. Like, that kind of stuff kind of feels right. But again, it's so intermittent.
Yeah, I'm remembering around 9/11, like right after. I remember putting a flag in my window at home. And I've not done that since.
Why not?
That's a good question. Why not? I don't know that, I guess I don't know what it would necessarily mean for me to, like, put up a flag. Like, what would that communicate? I'm not sure. I don't know that, like, America's national values are as concrete in my mind as maybe they would need to be for me to feel like I was communicating something effectively by putting that up.
Uh-huh. And have you always felt that way, or has that changed over time?
I think it's probably changed over time. That may just be like a growth sort of thing where, you know, as time goes on and, you know, you see different expressions of what it means to different people to be American, it's like, well, I identify with that, but not that. And, you know, maybe initially I was just kind of making assumptions that we're all on the same page. And then as time goes on, it's like, I don't feel like I'm quite on the same page as, you know, person X, Y, or Z. So to some extent, that may be part of it, that my sense that there is like one firm American identity has probably decreased. And my initial sense was probably naive in some regards.
Yeah.
Because I probably couldn't have defined it even though I thought it existed.
Yeah. When, if you were to put up a flag today, what do you think other people would think that said about you?
Put up a flag today, what would people think? I think they'd probably make the assumption that you kind of came in with, that I'm probably more right-leaning politically. What else? I don't know, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
And I think the challenge is that people probably wouldn't ask.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there isn't really much of a mechanism that we're taking advantage of to get clarity on what school they think and how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of a side note, one of the things that I noticed from some of the conversations that I have is that people will sometimes lead with like an identity label. So, you know, I'm pro-choice, I'm pro-life, I'm this or that. But then when you start to dig into what they actually mean, it's a little bit different than the like standard definition of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there's kind of a similar risk with the flag. It's a label. And it will mean different things to different people.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're looking to communicate clearly, just a simple label is probably not the best way to do it. But on the other hand, like, symbols have value and they can help bind people together and things. So
yeah,
you miss out by not going that
way. Yep.